we said so far is that the idea of shogeg, being chayav galus for shogeg, is that in a society it's not enough to just not kill, not murder. But you're obligated in shmiras nefesh, means guarding life, to be careful. Human life, regarding man's care, you can't just say, as long as I don't murder, then I'm okay. It's not true. You have to guard life. The Rambam calls it rotzeach shmiras nefesh. So you're shmiras nefesh. So if you kill someone b'shogeg, so you failed in shmiras nefesh. And you have no right to just live in society if you're not careful with shmiras nefesh. So therefore, we rather you have to go to a special town where you work on yourself and overcome the problem, and that's the mechaper. You're exiled from the ordinary society because you don't have a right to live in ordinary society. In fact, if you stick around the ordinary society, you're chayv misa, the guy could kill you, the relative could kill you. So, but the punishment, it's a punishment. It's an onesh. It's an onesh for what you do. He said, that was an accident. Yeah, but you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful. Shmiras nefesh. But if it's real onus, totally like an accident, a freak occurrence, something crazy happens, then you don't go to galus because it's karav l'onus. It's called shogeg karav l'onus. It's close to an onus. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, if it's karav l'mezid, if you really were not just not careful, but you were really negligent, flagrant, or something like that, so then also you don't go to garim l'klal because you don't deserve the kapara because it's a kapara, and you're worse. So you're worse than that. So you can't get off the hook just by going to galus. So it turns out you're basically just stuck. You don't get either. And it turns out the relatives of the murder of the deceased could kill you. Mm-hmm. And you have to kind of be careful. Stay on guard. Okay, that's the basic framework. Now there's this one thing of Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida. Which means is that one of the questions... So the question is always is to determine whether something is... This is a big question throughout the beginning of this parash. Okay, mm-hmm. Like the first daf or so. How do we know whether something is shogeg or a karav l'anas, which is like a total accident, or a karav l'mezid? Because you can't just, how are you supposed to judge these things? It's not exactly like you tell, you do some like at the crime scene investigation, you're going to figure out whether it's karav, how are you supposed to, right? You can't like analyze, psychologize the guy. I mean, even if you have witnesses, you should see how you're supposed to know. So the halacha has to codify criteria which define something as karav l'mezid, karav l'anas, shogeg. And basically, there's based upon limudim, based upon psukim, that God defines the objective way to. So even though this is the general idea, when it becomes systematized, it has to take on the objective properties. So one property, one halacha, is that if the action, if you were doing a downward action, and that resulted, and that went awry and killed the guy, then you're chayv misa. Then it's chayv galus. That's called derech yirida, downward. But if you're doing an upward motion, and the same thing happens, then you're not. You're not chayv galus. Okay, for instance, there's three examples the Mishnah has, and this is what we're going to take up. So three examples are important. One is if you're on the roof, and you're smoothing out the top of the roof, whatever it is. So the roof has a little bit of a slope to it. So if you are pushing if you're pushing it in a downward direction, down the slope, and you drop it and it falls on the guy, so that's derech yirida, because you're pushing it downwards. If you're pushing it in the upward direction and ends up slipping, and ends up falling and killing the guy, then you're potter. You don't go to galus. Similarly, if you're lowering a bucket down a roof on a rope, you know, lower, 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 and it slips or it drops, then that's derech yirida, chayv. If you're pulling it up and somehow it slips, somehow it falls, then derech aliyah, and you're potter. Thirdly, if you're going down a ladder and you fall, so then you chayev. If you go up a ladder, you're butter. So the Rambam explains these things as all because of gravity. Okay? Since there's gravity downwards, it's the nature of things. So when you're going downwards, you got to be careful. It's like if you're hiking down a mountain, you got to know, you got to go slowly. When you're hiking down a mountain, as opposed to going up, you don't have to go slow. What's going to happen? Going down, you're hiking downwards, gravity could get things out of control. So therefore, when you're going downwards, you're chayiv, and in addition, you're chayiv in shmiras nefesh. Because you don't just say, when I walk down the street, I'm chayiv to go make sure I don't kill somebody. Well, it gets crazy. Again, I guess you have to not kill somebody, but why would I kill somebody? I'm just walking down the street. But if you're going down a roof, down a ladder, down a roof, you got to be careful. You know that you're a heavy guy, and you're going down a ladder, and gravity is down, and if you get out of control, you can end up killing a guy. So when you're doing a downward action, So that's mechayiv yishmias nefesh. And if you end up killing somebody in such a circumstance, then you're chayiv.
How would you kill somebody with a ladder? You kill yourself first, no?
Oh, that's important. That comes up. But I guess practically, I mean, this is going to come up in Tosfos. Practically, you fall on top of him, so he cushions your fall.
That's what I was thinking, but I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand.
You
mean,
would be dead too.
No.
Sometimes it depends. Depends how high the ladder is. I mean, yeah, if the ladder is on top of the Empire State Building, then yeah. But if the ladder is, let's say, 10 feet or 15 feet or 20 feet, there got to come a point where he's going to cushion your fall and you'll kill, you know. You can get hurt, but, you know, maybe you land on his head and your feet, you know, break your ankle and you break his head, you know, or whatever. I'm sure you can come up with cases. I'm sure it's happened in history. You know, the guy cushions your fall. That's the idea. The guy cushions your fall. And the physics, you can work out the physics of it. You can ask. You know, on that to look at the, you know, get doctors and physics. I'm sure it's happened, you know. But you're on to something important, which we'll get to. Okay? We'll get to it in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, but the point is, when you are going downwards, or you have some sort of object, which you're a weapon, which you're pushing and acting in a downward motion, that's mechayev you. It obligates you to be careful and to be guarding so that you don't kill somebody. And therefore, if you do, you're chayev galus. But if you're doing an upwards motion, so it's rare that when you're doing something up, all of a sudden gravity's gonna kill you. You're going, it's gonna take it out of control because you're going up. You're fighting gravity. So in general, it's not gonna happen. Look, it's possible, but that's like a crazy thing. It's a karavlanus, and that's what the Rambam explains it, that you're not chayv for. Okay, so the Rambam learns the whole idea of the derech aliyah is a codification of this principle of karavlanus and anshogi. Okay, fine. That's what the Rambam learns. And we had a different svara, but for now, let's just go with Rambam. Okay. So now the problem is, why do you need three cases? Okay? Why do you need three cases? Okay, we're on Zion Amud Aleph, 7a. Okay, why do you need three cases? Three cases are, again, three cases in the Mishnah that you chayav galus for is, firstly, if you're lowering the roof, you're pushing the roof smoother downwards, and it kills you chayav. Secondly, you're lowering a barrel or a vase, let's call it a vase, or, you know, we'll see. Something, you'll see, something which is going to shatter. It's going to shatter a ball. You're lowering. And thirdly, you're going down the ladder, and you fall. So each of these cases, if you end up killing, you chayav galus. So the question, what do you need three cases for? So Tosfos explains. And he says, this is the bottom Tosfos. Okay, it's a very short Tosfos. So Lozu Afzu is a famous, it's good to know about. It's a famous thing. Lozu Afzu. Not only this, but even this. It's a style of a Mishnah where it teaches you one Chiddush, then it teaches you even a bigger Chiddush, then it teaches you even bigger Chiddush. It's like an idea of like, sometimes that's the way to explain, to teach someone something, okay? You first teach them, and even though in theory, if you just cut to the chase and went to the third one, you'd know everything, but it's a way of teaching is you first teach the basic case, and then you go even further, and then you go even further, okay? That should be as compared with a different phraseology is, zu ve'in tzarech lomar zu, which means this, and it goes without saying this other thing.
Okay, that's like
style, two different styles.
Is that like a cup corner?
Yeah, kind of like Halachomer, yeah. But it's more of like a style of writing, is that first you say a big Kiddush, and then you say, oh, and of course, the smaller, it includes a smaller one. So that's another style of a Mishnah. Okay, two different styles. One is where you say this, and of course that. Another one is you say this, not only this, even that, not only this, even that. It's like you build upwards. So it's like two directions. So those are saying is that it's the first, not only this, but even that. So now you have to explain, so there's going to be a progression of chidushim, okay? Progression of cases, where one is the first chedesh, then a bigger chedesh, then a bigger chedesh. So what's the chedesh? So he says, lo zu ma'agel, not only this with a roof pusher, divada yesh l'chayv agalas. Because definitely the guy should be chayv agalas when he's pushing the roof smoother down the roof. Dilam alon izar, because why wasn't he careful? So you weren't careful. You should have been careful. Why weren't you careful? Ela'af mishal shal b'chavis. Even when you're lowering your vase, the shapir mizar shul yishbru chaviso. You definitely weren't careful. You were careful because you don't want your vase to fall and break. So obviously, the guy's careful when he lowers his vase. Im nafal v'harag chayiv. But still, if it falls, you're chayiv. Okay? So let's pause there. Okay, we'll go to the next steps in a second. So what he's saying is that I would say that you have, there's a half a minute to say that you're chayiv if you're in the case where you're put on the roof, pushing the roof thing down the roof. Because if it falls, it's not going to break. It's a piece of wood. Basically a piece of wood which smooths out the roof. Smooths out the mortar on top of the roof. So nothing's going to happen. So therefore, I'll say, why weren't you careful? You should have been careful. But when I'm doing the bucket, so I was careful. Everyone's careful when they put their buckets down, their vases down, because the vase is going to shatter. Right? So then I would say, in that case, the guy's not chayiv. No. He's still chayiv. He's still chayiv galus. Right? So the question is, what's the svara? What would be the svara to say that you're only chayiv in the case of the roof, but patar in the case of the chavis? And kamashman, what's the new svara, which is saying, no, you're chayiv even in the case of the chavis? The question is, what would be the formulation of the chayiv, the mechayiv of galus? If you were only going to be chayiv in the case of the roof smoother, but not in the case of the rope? And what's the new formulation, which is the Mishnah is teaching you by saying is, no, you're even chayiv galus in the case of the rope. And one more step in the three steps case in the Mishnah, right? Mm-hmm. So now, before you give us far, so now it's saying is, and if you taught me that you're chayiv in the case of the roof smoother, and you're also chayiv in the case of the rope, the vase on the rope, so I'd say not only that, you're not only that, you're even chayiv when you're going down a ladder. Now you're even more careful. You're going, and this is your point, Yaakov, is you're going down a ladder. It's one thing you'll say, look, the guy wasn't careful enough with the vase, because it's just a vase. Well, you went down a ladder, then the guy was super careful.
Yeah.
Then I'd say you're butter. So it says, no, even that you're chayiv. Even then you're chayiv. Right? So in which case it seems to be that the reason why you'd be chayiv when you're lowering the vase, before we get, now I don't mean to really go to the third case, but what I'm saying is, so why in the second case, why would you be chayiv by the vase? Is because like, you're not careful enough. Well, it's true you're being careful, but the care for a vase is not the same thing as the care for a life. Right? And I would argue that it's true you were being careful not to break your vase, but how careful is careful? There are degrees of being careful. So, yeah, I'm lowering my vase, and I'm careful not to break my vase. If I do, I'm going to lose $50, so after all, I want to be careful. But how much care are you exercising? If you know you may kill somebody, and you really had a value of human life, you'd be more careful. So you're not being careful enough. Right? And that's why it stands to reason the latter case, all right? Oh, then yeah, you are being careful about life because your life is on the line. But we'll get to that in time.
Why, like, I like the svar that I had before with the misdirecting your
carefulness.
Your carefulness.
Right. You mean you're being careful about a vase, but you're not being careful about a life. That's why you'd be chayiv in the case of the vase.
I think that svar would even work for the third case.
Okay. Okay, good. But my main question is now is, what was the havamina? It's very convincing, that point. It's hard for me to see now what was the original havamina that in the case of the bucket, I wouldn't be chayiv. Because you'll say, oh, I was careful about my vase. Okay, you're careful about your vase, but it's a vase. How careful were you? You know? So what would be the logic to say in the case of the havamina, to say in the case of the vase, you'd be potter? Because I was careful. Yeah, but not careful enough. I mean, vase careful, not person careful, not killing careful. Right? So I think we have to explain that. Very, very first position, that you'd be potter, you know, you'd potter in the case of the vase. Right? It seems like the maskana is good. That wasn't careful enough. It's not careful enough. Careful is careful. There's degrees of careful. Right? So what did the havamina hold that you'd be exempt in that case, and you'd only be chayiv in the roof roller case where you really weren't careful, you know, at all? The way, like Yaakov's saying, is like, you just say it a tiny bit different, but it's like there's an idea of like a totally reckless killing. Recklessness. Right? Recklessness means zero care. Right? Like zero concern, zero shmira.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a certain type of a thing. The guy was totally
negligent.
Totally negligent. But there's negligent, there's two ideas of negligent. There's like quantitative negligence where I wasn't being careful enough.
Yeah,
and then there's an idea where you simply were reckless. Like I think I like the word reckless, but you know, there's a concept of where a guy simply was totally like in his own world. He simply was not, he was like on the roof. Loneliness, or it's like the guy doesn't, what are you doing? You're the roof roller. The guy just totally, he was just pushing his roof roller on his merry way, doing his thing, totally spacing out, totally, you know, totally uninterested, and then you killed. So all I'll say is that you kill, if you kill reckless, if you recklessly kill somebody, so then you're chayev. But once you could, once you see the guy was being careful, even a little bit, so that's not reckless. Reckless means you're totally not, total lack of concern. Totally not being careful at all. But once it's, no one's reckless when you lower your own money, your own vase, so then there's no recklessness.
Or your own person.
So that's why I'd say is that once you could show me that there's any degree of shmira, now he's not reckless. So I would say the halacha is that the galus is when you're being reckless. Reckless means no shmira. Once you show me that he was shomer, so then I'll say he's potter. Right? Mm-hmm. Right? So it's like, what you're saying is like, any shmira gets you out of it. It's smoother, instead of saying the rule that any shmira gets you out of it, say it in the positive. You're chayiv when you kill recklessly.
When you have no shmira.
When it's total recklessness, you know. And then the rule is, oh, any shmira gets you out of it. But it's more like saying the point, as opposed to saying the punchline that any time any amount of shmira gets you off, say, what is mechayiv you in galus? It's a shmira, a zero shmira, you know, a reckless type of an activity. That's a concept, you know.
So that's the
Havamina. That's what I would have said if I only had the case of the roof roller. Okay. So now the Gemara teaches you, no, apparently it's not true, because you see in the case of the roof and of the lowering the bucket, lowering the vase, you see Archayev. So apparently that's not the halacha, that total recklessness is what you chayev for. But apparently, even if you're just not enough shmira, you're chayev. Not killing as a result of an inadequate shmira is machayev you. It's not only if it's zero shmira, if you're totally reckless, but even if your killing results from a quantitative lack in shmira. Yeah, you are being careful, vaz careful, not killing careful. So there's degrees of care. So even if you were being careful, just inadequate shmira, that's still mechayev yom galus. Okay, not only for totally being reckless, but even if you were quantitatively reckless, quantitatively lacking your shmira, quantitatively negligent, still chayev, because they're different levels, right? Levels of shmira necessary for lamani and for life and death. So if you are using level of monetary level and not the life and death level, then that's also your goal. Right? Good?
Great.
Okay. So, but I would say that if you were actually going down the ladder and now your life is on the line, everyone goes down the ladder knows, listen, you got to be careful. You know, you're on a roof. You're going down the ladder. Stop talking. Go down the ladder, be careful. You know that. That's what you're doing. You're going down the ladder. You know your life is on the line. So now I'll say, he is being that the proper level of care, the proper level of shmira, right? Because every person is obviously going to do it for himself. Even if you don't care about other people's life, you care about your own life, at least under normal circumstances, right?
Yeah.
So then I'd say that you're a potter. So lo zu, av zu, even that's chayev. That's the final case. That's what I teach you the case. Even that's chayev. So what's the question?
Say that he was insufficiently careful. Exactly. Right. His own life is on the line.
Exactly. Why are you chayv in that case? What's the maskana? After all, if you really were being concerned with your own life, and it's an assumption that every person cares about his life, and so look, obviously, if you fell, what do you want? Like, if imagine this case happened to you. You're going down a ladder and you fall off, whatever, 30 feet down, you land on a guy and you kill him. His family comes to you and says, listen, why weren't you careful? He says, what, you think I was being careful? I'm going down a ladder.
Yeah.
Of course I was being careful, you know. What do you think? I want to fall down a ladder? I myself could have died, right? So what's the sense of calling that negligent and being machayev the guy? It seems to be a good point. After all, he was very careful. So why are you chayev galus in that case? It feels like this. question is, okay, so like this. When I say be careful, right? Like, imagine a case. Like, your dad says, be careful. That's dangerous. I don't know. You go skiing. Your dad says, be careful. So now you end up falling and hurting yourself. So he says, didn't I tell you to be careful? He says, I was careful. Right? So what's the difference? So what do you mean by be careful? Do you mean do step one, step two, step three? Do these actions of being careful. And that's what you say to your dad. I was being careful. I was doing this. I looked where I was going. I did this. I did that. But does being careful mean like a certain series of steps of things which you do? But your dad means be careful. He means don't get hurt. Because be careful could mean, it doesn't mean, it's not a sum total of certain actions. It means make sure that this result doesn't happen. And if it does happen, you weren't careful. You can tell me I was. Look, bottom line is if it happened, you weren't careful enough. Apparently, in other words, does be careful mean make sure the result, listen, this is dangerous, make sure you don't kill somebody. And that's what it means to be careful. Be careful means make sure you don't kill anybody. So if you do kill somebody, then you weren't careful. You're telling me you were, what do you think, I don't care about myself? I don't know. I'm just saying bottom line is you fell off a ladder on top of a guy and you killed him. So that was, you weren't careful enough. Or do you say that careful means to take precautions? Now, if obviously if I'm going down a ladder, I took those precautions. I made sure, and if you could, if being careful is like a summary, sum total of steps, so then you could deduce that the guy did this sum total of steps because he does that for his own life. But if you say that be careful means you're chayiv to make sure it's a goal-oriented thing, it's a result-oriented thing, it's that you're chayiv to make sure you don't kill somebody. And I'm not saying now if you did kill somebody, so you weren't careful enough. I don't know exactly what step it is that you did or didn't do. The point is, careful is defined by the result. Is that if you're in a dangerous situation, you are obligated to make sure that you don't kill a guy. Now, if you did kill a guy, so then you weren't careful. Now, what exactly didn't you do? I don't know. He'll say, don't you think I was careful about my own life? And don't you think I did this precaution and that precaution? That's what I mean, be careful. You're obligated. It's not that you didn't do a certain action. The point is, you must make sure that it's your responsibility when you do a dangerous action to make sure that you don't kill somebody. And there's obviously, look, there's no thing you could point to and say you didn't do that. But the bottom line is that careful means don't make sure you don't kill somebody. And if you do, you're responsible. You know what I mean? But if you look at careful as like a series of like discrete actions that you have to take, and like if you assume the guy didn't do those actions in an ordinary case when he's doing the roof roller or the bucket, you assume he didn't do those steps. So obviously when he's going down the ladder, he did do those discrete actions because his own life is on the line also. Right? So that's the question. Is like when you say you're chayiv, Chayiv Galus, for your lack of Shmira, how do you define, do you measure Shmira as simply like a few steps of, you know, a certain like action of being careful, in which case you can infer that he was careful? Or do you say you measure it by the result? Is that when you do something dangerous, you're obligated, your Shmira means you're obligated to make sure you don't kill. And if you do kill, then you're responsible. So I don't care if you could tell me all the steps that you did, but apparently you didn't do enough. Apparently, you didn't do enough. And if you tell me there's nothing you can do, then don't go on. Like, I guess this was Yaakov's point before. It's like, so don't go on ladders. Whatever. What do you want me to do? Mm-hmm. People go on ladders all day long. And if you can't do it, then don't be on a ladder. But the premise of being on a ladder is that you could be careful. And you're taking that responsibility on yourself by you going up on a ladder. If it's intrinsically impossible to guard yourself on being a ladder, don't be on a ladder. But if you're going on a ladder, then you're taking full responsibility for the outcome of any outcome which results. And that's what it means. Be careful. Be careful means make sure this outcome doesn't happen. You know what I mean? So that's what it's showing you, is that you can't... In the Havamina, it was looking at careful as like, don't be reckless, make sure you look what you're doing, make sure you make sure your footing is secure and whatever. In which case, you could say, look, you did those things. Obviously, you did those things. But it's teaching you the sum total... Shmira can't be like defined by a series of steps. Shmira has to be defined by a result of making sure the result happens or doesn't happen, and make sure death does not happen. And if it does happen, then you're defined as being shogeg. If you're in a dangerous situation and you end up killing, then that's lack of shmir. You with me? Mm-hmm. And be careful does not mean do X, Y, Z. It means don't kill somebody. Make sure he doesn't die. That's what be careful means. And if you didn't make sure he doesn't die, then you got a problem. You know what I mean? But the havmin would be careful means be careful. So also, I was careful. Right, what am I going to do? I was careful. I did it, obviously. My life was on the line. I was careful. You know? But that's what it's teaching you. It's not what be careful means. Be careful is a result, the goal-oriented thing. Don't make sure he doesn't die.
Make sure
no one else dies.
No one else dies.
Yeah, you yourself also. But I mean, make sure no one dies. And if you do, someone does die, then you're responsible. That's not careful.
That's really
sucky. I think the truth is, listen, there is such a thing as a total crazy thing. You're going down a ladder and the hurricane came and blew you off. And that's a different, you know, maybe there's other exceptions. But halacha has to codify that in general, even if you were careful, you weren't careful enough. You're going down and it's an accident. But in general, things are under your control. So it's, what did you do? You were being careful, but listen, you have to be super careful in making sure that the thing doesn't happen. And like maybe there's other tours. If like a Rosh Hashanah comes and there's some sort of an excuse, like some sort of hurricanes, I don't know, that's a different halacha has to make codify the system. And the system is that you're obligated to be careful to the point that you have to absolutely make sure it doesn't happen. And that's it. You know, I'm not sure. I mean, we have to get into the sugya more. Maybe there is an exemption for hurricanes. You know, that's a different discussion. But point is, there's nothing like that happened. You're just going down the ladder and you slept. Yeah. So they slept as an accident. Fine. So don't you were spacing out. So don't you think I wouldn't want to space out of my own life on the line? I don't know. Apparently you did. So I don't know, what do you want me to tell you? You did. Now you don't have a right to do that. You want to not be that careful with your own life? Fine. But you're responsible for whatever happens. But the thing I want to do next is this next question I mentioned this next Gemara. But you have to look at the Gemara and the Rashi and the Tosfos. But the question is, this is the beginning of the Gemara, but you'll see that. Omer Mata.
On the third line?
From the third line. From a little further. The fifth line of the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Okay? Until Mezid who?
Omer Mata. Tan Rabbanan Bishkoda?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Bishkoda probably Mezid. Up until who? The last row in the line is who? Okay? It's like 10 times.
Until where?
Until the Mezid who? It's like the ninth line.
Ah.
Okay? Mezid who? Karam Mezid who? So in the Tosfos of Ella Pradlo Omer Mutter. Okay? Yeah, and Rashi's. I don't know whichever Rashi's there are. But the basic question is, if I think that you're allowed to kill. Normally, if I think you're allowed to eat treif, and I eat treif, that's called shogeg. I didn't know. That's called shogeg. But let's say I think you're allowed to kill. Is that shogeg? Is killing different somehow? It's called Omer Mutter. If I think it's Mutter. So that's the question. Is that considered shogeg or not? So that's what we're going to take up. Some machlokas.